Have you ever tried asking a family member for help, but before you did, you were already worried about how they would react? I learned that feeling as a kid. I remember standing in the kitchen with my mom. Oh, I was nervous and a bit shaky, but I asked her for help anyways. I can't even remember what I asked her to help me with, but I will never forget her reaction. She looked down at me, pointed her finger, and in a condescending tone said, "And what are you going to do for me?" Oh, I froze. I felt small, dismissed, and scared. And without even realizing it, I made a decision that day. I'm not asking for help anymore. Then when I got married, I thought things would be different with my husband, but they weren't. When I felt hurt, needed support, or tried to work through a problem with him, I was met with the same feelings as when I was a kid. So again, I stopped speaking up, not because I didn't have needs, but because I was too afraid of his reaction. When one person has more control, the other person starts to shrink. And sometimes, you don't even realize it's happening until you notice how often you hesitate before you speak. So today, let's look at 5 healthy ways to handle power imbalance in your family relationships. Welcome to Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If you're done with people-pleasing, tired of repeating the same patterns, and ready to learn what healthy relationships actually look like, you're in the right place. I get it. I was there too. At 65, I started learning the things I wish I'd known decades ago, like how to see the patterns, why we keep repeating them, and how to finally treat ourselves with the respect we always deserve. And somewhere along the way, I realized something that changed everything. When we don't understand our patterns, we pass them on, not because we're bad parents, but because no one ever showed us anything different. That realization drives everything I do. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's all shine a little brighter today. When we talk about power imbalance, we're talking about a pattern. It's when one person steers the relationship and the other follows. You can usually feel a power imbalance in your body before you even know what is happening. You hesitate before speaking. You rehearse what you're going to say in your head. You start thinking about how the other person will react instead of just saying what you want to say. Ultimately, you feel like you don't matter. It also shows up in everyday situations. One family member makes most of the decisions or gets the final say. Conversations happen when they're ready, not when you are. If there's conflict, they shut down or walk away, leaving you trying to fix things. Their feelings take up more space, and over time, you find yourself adjusting more and more, while they don't. You notice that your thoughts, feelings, or boundaries are dismissed or minimized. You hear things like, "You're overreacting," or "It's not a big deal." You start to apologize more, ask for permission, or second-guess your own judgment. Their needs, schedule, and priorities come first. And you start to feel pressure around what you say, what you do, and even who you spend time with. And when conflict does happen, it doesn't feel like you're working through something together. It feels like you're being criticized, intimidated, or being punished for speaking up. So instead, you stay quiet. Not because you don't care, but because it doesn't feel safe to do so. This is also where people-pleasing comes in. You start keeping the peace, smoothing things over, and trying to stay one step ahead so you don't become the problem. You take on more responsibility for the relationship, hoping it will make things easier. But it usually just keeps the pattern going. If you don't feel safe to speak up, that's not a communication problem. It's a power imbalance. All of this becomes a red flag when the pattern doesn't change, when it starts affecting how you see yourself. when it limits your connection to other people, your access to money, your privacy, or your sense of safety. If you feel like you're walking on eggshells, feeling isolated, or like you can't bring things up without some kind of backlash, that isn't just a rough patch. It's something that's starting to harm the relationships. Here's what this looked like for me. As I mentioned, I thought that when I got married, things would be different. When we were first married, everything seemed fine. I told myself, it wasn't as bad as when I was living at home. But as the years went on, I started to notice the subtle jabs, the deflection, the criticism. Anytime I tried to work something through, my husband would walk out. No resolution. Just me on the couch, wondering what had just happened. One of the areas that affected me the most was family finances. When the kids were younger, my husband worked while I stayed home. My mom did, and I wanted to be around for my kids when they were little. It was a struggle for us living on one income. My husband never came out and said anything directly, but when we were low on money to pay the bills, I got blamed for spending all the money. I used to think it was for paying bills, not for frivolous spending. Since he was the one earning a paycheck, I felt like I needed his permission to use it even for necessities. I felt guilty spending anything on myself, like clothes. Whenever I brought this up, he would reply, "Did I say it's my money?" Which he didn't directly, but it showed up in how things were handled in our marriage. One way was something as simple as dinner. No matter what I was working on or where I was in my day, his expectation was clear. He earns a paycheck, so dinner is supposed to be on the table when he gets home. So my time, my work, my schedule came second without one word being said by him. And another example is when I started this podcast and writing my children's books. My husband would tell family and friends I was playing on the computer, right in front of me, while I sat there. The words were out of his mouth before I had a chance to speak up. These interactions were so subtle that I didn't even realize what was happening to me. And over time, this has affected how much I speak up, what I ask for, and even what I feel I'm allowed to say with my husband. I've since learned how to handle this power imbalance in family relationships with these five healthy ways. Number one, start noticing where you hold back. The first step is awareness, not fixing anything, just noticing when you hesitate before speaking. That hesitation is telling you something. It's showing you where the imbalance is. You don't have to change anything yet. Just start paying attention to those moments. I started to notice that when I needed to talk to my husband about finances, I'd get anxious. I'd rehearse what I wanted to say to be ready for any comebacks. And number two, say one small, honest thing. You don't have to say everything all at once. That can feel overwhelming. Start with one small statement. It could be as simple as, "That didn't sit right with me," or, "I need a minute to think about that." You're not trying to win an argument. You're starting to speak up again in a way that feels manageable. Not talking to my husband at all didn't work for me. Because I was now paying more attention to the pattern, I spoke up. However, if the conversation started going sideways, I left knowing that at least I tried. And number three, stop over-explaining. When you've been in a pattern like this, it's easy to think you need to explain everything so the other person understands. But over-explaining often stems from not feeling heard. You don't need to justify how you feel. A simple, clear statement is enough. The goal isn't to convince them. It's about being clear with yourself and saying it out loud. This one is getting easier for me, and actually, it's helpful for the comebacks. I used to justify and explain to no avail. Now, I give simple answers to my husband's questions. For example, in the past, If he asked whether the taxes were paid, I'd go into a song and a dance about why and how much and blah, blah, blah. Now, I respond with a simple yes or no. That's it. If he asks another question, I answer it the same way. And number four, let their reaction be theirs. Part of what keeps the imbalance going is managing the other person's reactions, trying to keep them calm, trying to avoid conflict. But their reaction is theirs to manage. You can say something calmly and respectfully, and they might still not like it. That doesn't mean you did anything wrong. Letting them have their reaction is part of stepping out of the pattern. This is a big one for me. Certain subjects, like finances, always cause a reaction with my husband. I try to make it sound better than it was by giving him the bare minimum information. Now, if he wants to hang up the phone and give me the silent treatment, that's on him. And number five, follow through on what matters to you. You don't have to change everything overnight. Start small. Make one decision without asking for permission. Follow through on one thing that matters to you. Take time for something important to you without explaining or justifying it. These small actions might not seem like much, but they change how you show up. They remind you that your time matters, your choices matter, and your voice matters. For me, one way this showed up was around dinner. I used to feel like it had to be ready when he walked in the door, no matter what I was doing. Now, if I'm focused on my work, I stay with it until I'm done. Dinner gets made after. If you grew up in a home where one person called all the shots, chances are that felt normal to you. And without realizing it, you can pass it on to your kids. Not because you mean to, but because it's what you know. Breaking the cycle starts with small moments. Let your child have a say in decisions that affect them. When they speak, pause and listen without dismissing what they feel. If you make a mistake, say so. Apologize. Show them that no one in your home is above accountability. These small moments teach your child that their voice matters and that relationships are built on respect, not control. Power imbalance in family relationships isn't always loud or dramatic. It lives in the patterns. It's what keeps happening over and over again in decisions, communication, and conflict. And most of the time, you feel that imbalance before you can even name it. Awareness is where everything starts. Start paying attention to where you hesitate, where you hold back, where you already know what you want to say, but don't say it. That hesitation is not weakness. It's vital information. And once you start seeing the pattern, you can't unsee it. Whether you're starting to understand yourself more clearly or learning to do things differently, you're building the skills to grow into the person you're meant to be. Listening is important, but real change happens when you use what you've learned. So choose just one life lesson from today and try it out this week. That's when things begin to shift. And if you want more life lessons like this, be sure to follow Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. If this episode resonated with you, there's a link in the show notes to show your appreciation. Either way, I'm grateful for you being here. If no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?